Oh, you know what I really feel bad for today? I feel so fucking bad for those poor chastity baiters. You know what I mean? Those fucking chronic addicted masturbators who've spent their whole lives just struggling with their masturbation addiction, just pumping away night after night, going into work, going into school, all tired, all drowsy. And the only way that they're able to stop is by going to a sex shop. Going online and ordering a little chastity cage for themselves, and I do mean a very little one, very tiny chastity cage that just prevents them from getting hard, that prevents their penis from just taking over their life. And it's just so sad thinking that, these chronic addicted masturbators, the only way that they're able to stop is just by locking up their cock. It's so fucking pathetic, dude. And a few of them, they even had to walk around wearing these cages. They had to wear these cages during a workout. They had to wear it while they're actually at work. They had to wear it on the bus, in the car, everywhere they go, even in their sleep. Like, they just had to wear this chastity cage. And it's just so fucking sad because the second that you unlock that cage, they just start pumping away. They just start pleasuring themselves non-stop. I've coaxed a few beta boys out of chastity, and it was all downhill from there, honestly. They just didn't ever want to put on that cage again. They didn't want to have that sense of control again. It was just so fucking pathetic. I knew this one beta way back when, back in college, and I was really, really convincing him to just unlock just for a second, just to play with it. And dude, he threw away that cage. The chastity baiters, they're just so enamored with this illusion of self-control. Like, there's hundreds of chastity baiters out there that, they really just think that they've done something by locking up their dicks. They think that they've solved all their problems by, like, not being addicted to masturbation. But every weekend you'll find them at the sex shop, you'll find them sucking dick all locked up, and it's just fucking ridiculous. Like, the way that their fucking penis can just control their actions, even locked up. They just talk and complain about how uncomfortable it is being locked up all the time, getting morning wood that only can go like 1 inch because it's just straining behind the bars of their fucking cage. It's so fucking pathetic. Like, they really think that they solved all their problems by wearing a chastity cage. And there's the even more pathetic fucking chastity baiters that, they want a really, really fucking tiny cage forced onto them by a big, strong alpha. They want that cage just pushed onto them, commanded to be on there for days on end, months on end. And those are the really fucking pathetic baiters because they don't even have the mental fortitude to even come up with how long they should be locked up. Instead, they just want someone else to command them to do it, to lock themselves up behind a cage while they leak all over the floor like some sick animal. Those are the really fucking pathetic fucking baiters. And for some baiters, it works. They just beat their masturbation addiction using a chastity cage. They just have to squirm in their seat whenever they sit next to somebody that's hella attractive, or whenever they see a nice sexy ad on TV. And that works for them, and I'm happy for them. But for the other baiters that decide to use chastity cages as a way to cope with their masturbation addiction, it just gets really fucking bad for them. Like, they really just end up just trading one addiction for another. Some of them just they just have to find a new way to masturbate. Some of them just become little titty touchers. They twist their nipples for hours on end until they can fucking just squirt and ejaculate inside their cage. Others, they just end up stroking dildos and just get off on the pleasure that they're denying themselves, really just getting off on the concept of masturbation than they are on the act. Some baiters become gainers and, they lock themselves up and want that dopamine rush that masturbation provides, and they just end up eating and gaining a lot of weight, shrinking their dick even further. And there are others that, they go the completely opposite direction. They just start working out to get rid of all that residual erotic energy, and just, they just lift so much weights that they just become hornier and they have to lift more weights, and then they become even hornier and just become, you know, fucking jocks because they're trying to escape their masturbation addiction. And others, they just become total fucking sex addicts. They just, you know, they suck dick, they take cock right up their ass, and they just try to convince themselves that, you know, the cage is fixing all their problems. They stay locked up the entire time during sex, getting dick inside them every day, and still they're just convinced that the chastity cage is just fixing their life and making their life better, making their life the life that they want to live, a life free of fucking masturbation and full of sex. And the other fucking pathetic fucking masturbators who try to lock themselves up, there are a few that get even worse. There are a few that, you know, they just start playing with their hole, masturbating a different way, playing with their nips and masturbating a different way, rubbing their testicles and masturbating a different way. Those fuckers need penis stimulation so badly that they're willing to shove something up their ass to get it. They'll just stimulate their prostate every hour of every day, wearing plugs, wearing vibrators, wearing prostate stims, wearing cages. That's what it does to a fucking masturbator. It fucking consumes them from the inside out. And they'll truly, genuinely believe that they're cured as they're shoving up like a foot-long dildo that's shaped like a fucking dragon's cock and think that they're cured of all their perversion. But really, they've just gotten even more pathetic and even more reliant on wearing that chastity cage. Because the second that that cage comes off, they're still going to play with their ass. They're still going to play with their nips. It's just that now they're going to play with their dick too. They just become reliant on that chastity cage. The thing about fucking chronic addicted masturbators is any tool that they use to stop themselves from masturbating, it just becomes another tool to make them even worse. Chastity baiters, they become way too fucking reliant on that little cage of theirs. You know, the second that you unlock them, it's game over for them. And they don't even realize it. They're fucking clueless. All they fucking feel is sensations. All they fucking feel is the need to beg for the keys to unlock again. And the others, they understand that they should be locked up for that very reason. Because they can't control themselves. And they never have. The cage that they wear, it's eroding their own self-control even more. It's like putting a bandage over a volcano. It's not gonna fucking work. So make no mistake. Any chastity baiter that you see, they're just getting worse. The longer that you go without using that muscle of self-control, the more likely that it is that you're going to lose it completely.